day, Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. You know, the first time I heard of compost tea was in 1995, when somebody gave me a box of compost tea bags. Now, my mother-in-law was visiting at the time, and, well, needless to say, there was some confusion at first. No, compost tea is not a fancy tea for humans. It's for garden soil. Compost tea is the liquid produced by extracting beneficial organisms or microbes, such as bacteria, fungi, protozoa, nematoids, and even microarthropods, from compost using a brewing process. A true compost tea contains all of the organisms that were present in the compost before brewing, and the brewed water extract will have those soluble nutrients from the compost. Now, good tea improves soil health. A healthy soil is less likely to leach nutrients beyond the plant root zones. If the soil is nutrient-rich, the need for fertilizer is minimized. Compost tea improves the water retention and capacity of soil, which reduces the need for frequent watering. And soil structure is improved with regular applications of the compost tea. Good soil structure is important for nutrient and water retention and accessibility. The biological components of the soil create its structure, and for good structure, all the organism groups in the food web, the bacteria, the fungi, the protozoa, the nematodes, and the microarthropods need to be present. And when you add the tea, you add these microbes or feed the ones that are there. Now, compost tea helps loosen clay soils, allowing air and water to move in, and aids sandy soils in retaining water and nutrients. Compost tea applications stimulate root growth. Deeper roots retain moisture better and help the runoff. When sprayed onto plants, compost tea adds beneficial microbes to the foliage, and by occupying leaf surfaces, these organisms prevent potential disease organisms from gaining a foothold. And compost tea combats the negative impact chemically based pesticides, herbicides, and fertilizers have on beneficial microorganisms. Now, we hope we don't use these chemical-based ones on your garden, but if it has been used or comes in from the neighbor's yard, this does help to mitigate the problems. Unlike store-bought fertilizers, tea recipes can be developed, fine-tuned, to target specific conditions and plant needs. So if you need more nitrogen or potassium or phosphorus, you can organize your tea to fit it. Now, you can buy compost tea in stores in powdered form, which I was amazed at, from Amazon to Lee Valley to just about anywhere you can buy it, or you can make your own. Compost tea can be made with or without aeration and with or without addition of supplementary nutrient sources such as molasses. And the molasses would provide food for the microbes to make them grow big and strong. For best results, aeration and supplements are recommended, and the right compost is critical. So really what you need to make the tea is about a 5-gallon bucket filled with water, and do let it sit for up to 24 hours to allow any chlorine that might be in it to evaporate, or use rainwater. One compost tea brewing bag. Either purchase one online, or you can make one from a scrap of mesh material such as burlap, cheesecloth, even row covering. Tie it up with a twine. And it should be big enough to hold 5 or 6 pounds of dry compost. So you use a bag of good compost, and you can add it to the 5-gallon bucket with water, or submerge it in the water actually, and add 1 cup of fish that pulverized fish, or a cup of seaweed extract, if you want. Both are available at garden centers. But you don't have to. You can add all of your other things, coffee grounds and all that would be in your compost. Now submerge the bag in the bucket of water. Add the fish and seaweed extracts. Brew the tea for about 36 hours, monitoring its temperature. Now the best temperature is between 68 and 72 degrees. And in many cases, you can use an aquarium thermometer to just keep it at that. Now, this is the actual brewing. However, if you don't want to brew it and keep it warm or anything like that, just basically put your compost into your water, stir it a couple times a day for a week. Whichever you do, and once you're ready to use the compost tea, dilute it about 3 parts tea to 1 part water ratio before spraying. Now fill a backpack sprayer if you have one, and spray early morning or late in the evening to avoid burning the leaves in the midday sun. If you do not have a backpack sprayer, use a spray bottle to mist the foliage, or even a watering can to apply the tea to the leaves and the base of the plant. You can use compost tea once a week to water any or all of your plants. It's just a note here, though, if you do need to water your garden, do that before you add the compost tea, or you'll end up diluting it or washing it off. Now, I'm not too much into fussy things, and to make a good compound tea, I tend to stir a bag of well-rotten manure, even a purchased bag of that old cow, sheep, or chicken manure, into one of our rain barrels, and I put a cover on it to keep mosquitoes out. Every time I need tea, I give it a good stir with a big stick and dip into it, and my plants still seem to thrive. It's really not good to put this part through the sprayer, though, because it'll probably clog your holes. So this is Nancy Thompson from Bracebridge Horticultural Society, wishing you a great Muskoka Day. Bye-bye for now.